Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
As we continue on this Wednesday morning, Peter McKeon, Highlight Electric, commandeering the playlist for charity. Great work out of Peter. 855-839-1210. Although I was just told by Jimmy Kelly that our phone systems, actually the entire company's phones right now throughout the building, are down. KYW, WIP, us.
We're supposed to do talk shows.
Wait,
here.
Is this one of those cyber attacks?
Yeah, it's Iran. Hang on.
Try calling yourself.
I'm going to.
Let's see. Here we go.
Let's listen.
Hang on, listen to this.
See, here's Pot of the Sun. Ken Craig.
Yeah, it doesn't
dial himself.
Yeah,
nope.
Yeah, it doesn't go out.
It's down. Down.
Hey, bro.
We started off with no YouTube. Now the phones are down. I mean, we'll survive.
Since you've been gone.
We're entertaining.
Since you've been gone.
We actually really don't need a ton of phone calls.
And the phones are gone.
Some shows, some stations. Live and breathe phone calls. Others can entertain without.
No.
The calls.
No.
That's why we have the YouTube chat.
Not working.
That's why we have X. One day they'll figure it out.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Thank you, Mr. President.
It's unbelievable.
Well, we'll get Bruno in here at 7:45 because he joins us via Zoom. Also, we will give you the Iranian nationals. I've got names. I've got unbelievable affiliations with terror. This was my fear. This was my concern. They were already here. I'm praying to God, as I think many of you are, that these cells do not get activated in the United States. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. But let's get to the news. Yeah, it is. Round number two, 7:03, the great Dawn Stensland.
Good morning, Kale and Company News Live. This 7 a.m. hour, sponsored by WSFS Bank, WSFS Bank. Sponsors our news as we move forward on a day that, yes, we'll feel the heat, but we could have some severe pop-up storms, not as much like last week as far as near hurricane winds, but we could see some pop-up storms. So stay tuned for the deets in the forecast with Nick coming right up. This morning, as we wake up, we learn that a mother, Andrea Lozano Alanis, in our region, has been released from an ICE detention center. This is in central Pennsylvania, and was just released last night, according to immigration advocates. And so criminal charges dismissed against her. They're calling her an undocumented woman at the center of the case that drew a lot of protesters. And we've been hearing about this from advocates over Montgomery County's cooperation with ICE at the local prison there. So this has to do with sanctuary city status. And the Trump administration, we've heard officials say, you know, if you don't cooperate with ICE, they could withhold funds, or that back and forth that we've heard a lot about. Officials in Montgomery County then dropped their policy of jailing any illegals wanted by ICE for up to 4 hours after their bail had already been paid, basically not cooperating. So it was the criminal charges involving a June 3rd car ramming incident. This happened in East Norriton, and this resulted in 31-year-old Andrea Lozano Alanis of Norristown, that she had been held at the Montgomery County Correctional Facility. She was kept there even after her $77 bail had been posted, and then under the then county policy. Okay, so now they've changed. They're not going to hold for ICE anymore.
So she received bail for $77 for ramming another car? Is that what the crime was she's charged with?
Yes. So she received the criminal charges in this, and so they arrested her. I will say, in Philadelphia, you're lucky, to be honest, with the defund the police, after defund the police, you're lucky if you can get a police officer to come to, unless it's like serious injuries in the accident. So, but this is Montgomery County,
great,
where, you know, they have law enforcement who are going to show up and follow the law.
Notice how I am moving further north up 202 as I ascend in life. Don't go south on 202 towards Norristown. Go north.
So the immigration, they say they're immigration advocates. They're advocating for individuals who are here illegally. But Lozana Alanis, she was freed from ICE last night, and they paid her $5,000 immigration bond with money raised via a GoFundMe.
Of course. Of course.
And so she was being held at the Moshannon Valley Processing Center. That's in Clearfield County. And so those advocates now describe her as very happy, excited to be able to see her son. And so we have this word. I don't know about when will she have to return. You know, she was initially jailed at Montgomery County after the incident. She's accused of ramming her car into the car of her romantic partner outside
a
bank.
Oh, cool.
So it was an alleged road rage kind of situation.
Well, she's lucky she didn't end up like the guy at the drive-thru in California that we played on the cut sheet. Right?
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So she also had been charged with child endangerment because at the time where she, allegedly rammed the vehicle, it happened right outside of a bank, which we know that banks have extra security cameras. So perhaps we can, as the court's proceedings happen, we can, you know, that'll be publicly released as far as the video. But her six-year-old son, according to police, was inside her vehicle at the time. And so she was also accused at the scene of recklessly endangering another person, careless and reckless driving without a license. And so they're celebrating the fact that she was freed. And so they said that this administration cannot violate people's rights, and the Trump administration ignores the Constitution and kidnaps. Mm.
Kidnaps. Oh, come here illegally, don't have a license, commit road rage, ram people, get out of jail for $77, be a hero of Norristown.
So just last week, and I reported this, you know, Montgomery County, they officially barred employees from providing any information to ICE, to those federal, you know, law enforcement officers. And they've been told to withhold any data such as immigration status or country of origin unless directed to do so by their boss, by their superiors. County employees in Montgomery County, they're not deputized federal immigration agents. That is the policy, according to the Montgomery County Board of Commissioners meeting in Norristown, which is, as you know, majority Democrat.
So if Stocker was to ask for a description, you cannot provide us a description in your newscast then?
No. And so the only way that I know is if I will call on some of these cases and say, do you have the information? So I might get somebody off the record on background if I don't name them. But in this case, somebody could be fired if they even talk to a reporter or anybody to release such information about an arrested or accused suspect.
What a time to be alive.
So to your point, I would say the only suggestion I would have is if they did pass some kind of a federal law by which all law enforcement had to keep records, who is a citizen, who is a non-citizen, and make it under some kind of a law that is to protect us from terrorism,
mm-hmm.
where they could say, we need to know who's here illegally.
Right.
And because, you know, did they come here illegally? And is there so we need to have their birth status.
Correct.
That's the only thing I can think of where it would have to be a federal law.
All right.
Right?
Yep.
All right. So other headlines, we've talked about this as far as what's going on with PECO, because we still have power outages. There were about 250,000 people left without power after those storms that struck last Thursday night. And PECO said yesterday they hope to have everybody back on. We still had, a little over 2,000 in Monco and Delco. Well, now at this point, it's a little over 1,000. So at the same point, the IBEW, the local union representing PECO workers, we told you earlier, put out a statement and said this is PECO's problem, and blaming the fact that they have a lack of a real problem with dispatch and communication. So we have that headline as still 1,000 people in this heat wave still have no power. And also SEPTA reporting. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. SEPTA and Amtrak problems due to the high heat.
Communication, obviously self-explanatory, although it's really indefensible. But as far as dispatch, is that a staffing issue?
They just said dispatch communication problems. So was that a physical, you know what I mean? Like a almost like an air traffic controller, a physicality to it. I don't know.
Because PICO employees are paid pretty well, right?
Yeah.
The ones that are out there doing the work to repair?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the union pays them well. I will say, generally speaking, I've been a PICO customer 25 years. Like, I think their customer service is excellent. Mm. So I think the allegation is when a storm like this hits, they have to hire contractors.
Oh.
Okay, non-union people.
There you go.
And those individuals are coming from other states, so they don't know the area.
Yep. And then the quality of the work goes down.
So that's, yeah. So they're non-union. They're not, so maybe they need some training or, you know, something of that nature. I think that's where they're going with this.
Yep.
Other headlines. We talked about the upset election in New York City's primary last night. Zohran Mamdani, 33-year-old assemblyman, Democrat socialist, and he is the projected winner, a stunning win in the primary for the Democrats for New York City mayor, with the top challenger, Andrew Cuomo, conceding the race. And so this is making international headlines. And as far as politics go, well, I'll take you to something that is historic. And this is the real king, Britain's king. This is King Charles inviting President Donald J. Trump, and I presume FLOTUS, Melania, for a state visit later this year, confirmed by the Palace, Buckingham Palace. And so Trump accepting the invitation from Charles for a second state visit. It, I guess, is upcoming in February, making the president the first elected political leader in modern times to be hosted by the king for two state visits by a British monarch.
Oh, now the media is going to run with stories like, he's a king. He wants to be a king. Would you say that's going to be February of next year?
So apparently it's February of next year, but we're not sure. They're projecting February, but yeah, we'll watch for that one. We have to talk about Seattle City. Jason Kelsey, former Eagle, celebrity bartending at the Ocean Drive in Ocean City, New Jersey today for the fifth straight year to benefit the Eagles Autism Foundation.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
So a lot of excitement as he will be there. Doors open. This is 3 p.m. this afternoon, hosted by the Eagles Autism Foundation. And so it's exciting stuff. And they raise six-figure dollar amounts for autism.
Yeah, I can live with Jason Kelsey being in my news cycle for all the good reasons. Enough of the commercials, though.
Need some good news.
He's doing a new commercial again. I mean, you talk about a guy who has just absolutely become the pitch man. Remember when Shaq retired? You saw him on Pepsi commercials and Reebok, and it just took off. I mean, Jason Kelsey, my God. I mean, he's everywhere now. You see him more than you see Travis. Which is interesting, because I always thought Travis was the more marketable guy.
Well, speaking of Travis, since you mentioned him, Taylor Swift performed live for the first time since reclaiming her Masters at a Nashville gig hosted by Travis Kelce. And so she was the 14-time, this is on page 6 in the New York, I was looking at the New York Post because the mayoral race, so because you mentioned, the lesser brother who dates Taylor Swift, who I know your daughters love, and you've been dragged to one or two Taylor Swift events.
I had to see the Eras movie in the same theater that Phil went when it lost power last week.
That was the best. So it was a crowd of Shake It Off at a concert hosted by Travis Kelce. Nashville, Tennessee, happened last night. I don't know if our own Sean Farish was there or not. I kind of doubt it. But
no. Yeah, probably. I'm going to guess like no. Cool. Sean Farish more likely to be hanging out with Andy Ogles than the Kelces and Swifts.
I love it. In Nashville. So WSFS Bank, where there's a WSFS, there's a way at WSFS Bank and Bryn Mawr Trust. Your goals really do matter. So discover local expertise with national capabilities, all with the personal service you deserve. WSFS, we stand for service. Thank you, WSFS Bank, for sponsoring our news on this, hopefully cross your fingers, last hot day. But Nick, will these storms tonight possibly knock out power again?
Well, it's certainly going to cool things down. Dawn, it's 84 degrees, going up to 97 today. Big storms this evening. It's going to break the heat. We should see about a 10 to 12 degree fall off in the coming days. Philly weather brought to you by MTRule.com. Your Generac generator experts. That's MTRUHL.com. Kale and Company News Live for round number two here on this Wednesday. Hey, real quick, big shout out. $50 donation just came in. Jane Ruth.
Jane!
So, Jane, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jane.
Family's behind the badge. Woo! So, here's the total, real quick.
All right.
We are at $5,129.80. That is 34.2% of the 15K goal. By my math, with the Kale and Company calculator, we still have $9,871 to go.
All right, people need to step up right now. And since this is, since we're going into a Families Behind the Badge ad, we might as well do this right now. I need everybody right now to go to gregsoccersucks.com. Please make a donation. Please. We give you hours and hours of entertainment. The money's not going to us. We're just a conduit. We're using the power of these airwaves to raise money for a great cause.
And God knows we have more than 9,871 listeners right now. So if everybody just donated a dollar right now.
Thank you.
We would be there.
Thank you.
Think about that.
Yes.
Just do what Greg says, $1, and we're there.
And also, Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation needs your vote. So the WawaFoundation.org Hero Award is up.
Yeah.
And Families Behind the Badge, they are one of four. They have a 1 in 4 chance if you vote for them to win this $50,000 Hero Award.
Wow!
So while you're on the site, just click on Vote for Them.
Yep. Think about what and think about what Marissa Fitzgerald is going through
right now,
we speak. What she's going through right now. All this money goes to people like her, her children, all of this, all of that money goes. We don't see a red cent. All of it goes to them. So please, please. Nick's right. We just need 9,000 listeners to donate $1.
There you go. It's that simple. GregStockerSucks.com or the official website, ben2shore.org. That's ben2shore.org. You can donate. If you want to ride with us, use the promo code NICK1210. They will take $25 off your registration fee. Come on, people, let's go. 9,871 of you out there, a buck a piece. We're there by 7:30. Back after this.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
We have updates, folks.
Uh-oh.
James Green.
James Green.
$10.
$10.
Thank you.
Thanks, James.
Chris Donahue.
Chris Donahue.
$25.
$25. Thanks, Chris.
Phil Almquist.
Phil Almquist. What?
All the Phil timers out there.
$25.
$25. Thank you, Phil.
Basically, Phil decided to work for free today.
1 minute and 7 seconds. That's a long intro.
And how about this, folks?
Yep.
The tinfoil hatter has donated a whopping $500.
$500? Who's the tinfoil hatter?
I have no idea.
Wow.
But TFH, nice work out of you, buddy.
Thank you. $500.
$500. We just raised $560 in 5 minutes and 59 seconds.
It's amazing.
Good work out of this audience.
Thank you. All the money goes to the Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation.
There you go. All right. So we're going to go from some serious stuff to some serious mental illness here in the next couple of minutes. I did say I wanted to at least give this along as a news headline. So Trump's ICE agency has busted 11 illegal Iranian nationals in the country, including terror suspects, ex-snipers, and another with ties to Hezbollah. The blaze with the following, they write, following the United States weekend strike on Iranian nuclear enrichment sites, the Trump administration's Immigration and Customs Enforcement announced the arrest of nearly a dozen Iranian nationals who are illegally in the country. The former Biden administration's open border policies have sparked concerns that potential terrorists and other threat actors have flooded into the U.S. undetected, raising the risk of the formation of sleeper cells. ICE's arrests, which took place over the weekend into Monday, included a suspected terrorist, an individual with admitted ties to Hezbollah, an alleged former Iranian army sniper, according to a Tuesday press release from ICE. Quote, we don't wait until a military operation to execute. We proactively deliver on President Trump's mandate to secure the homeland. The Department of Homeland Security stated that the arrests reflect the agency's commitment to keeping known and suspected terrorists out of American communities. Immigration agents in Mississippi apprehended Yusef Meridano, The U.S. government.
Guilty.
Yes.
Sorry.
The government terminated his residency in 2017 after it determined that he made false statements on his original visa application and potentially committed marriage fraud. The federal government in February listed Merodeno as a known or suspected terrorist. So that's in Mississippi. ICE in Atlanta, Georgia, arrested Ribvar Karimi, who was reportedly carrying his Islamic Republic of Iran Army identification card, which noted that he was previously an Iranian Army sniper from 2018 to 2021. ICE determined that he was eligible for removal after he entered the U.S. on a marriage visa last year in 2024. ICE Houston also arrested Hamid Reza Bayat, who was convicted of drug crimes and driving on a suspended license. Immigration judge previously ordered his removal nearly two decades ago.
Oh, my God.
So he's still hanging around since 2010.
Oh, my God.
Yep. And then in Phoenix, Arizona, a federal immigration agent apprehended Murazad Asadi Ivadan, an illegal alien who received removal orders after he was convicted for threatening a law enforcement office and the unlawful possession of multiple firearms. So when we talk about, you know, this administration striking Iran, striking nuclear facilities and the reverberations and the retaliation that is going to happen not only in Israel, but potentially here in the United States, these are the things that concern me because we have people in this country that might have came here during the Biden years, might have been here since the Obama years, might have been here since the first Trump time around. Trump was great on the border the first time around, but nobody operates at 100% efficiency, unless you're Trump in May of 2025, where you put up a goose egg on the board. But these are the things that concern me. And then you take it a step further. New York elects, well, at least in the primary, they have chosen a socialist with a Muslim background. I'm not saying he's a terrorist. But then we also had, who was the guy that was just released and he was back out protesting again? What was that guy's name in New York?
Khalil, the
wannabe Columbia student.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Khalil was
Mahmoud Khalil.
Mahmoud Khalil. Me. Now we have all these nut jobs that are going to be marching around doing their protest from the river to the sea, death to America, burning the American flag. And, you know, sadly, we have to tolerate the burning of the American flag in the United States. But if you don't think that these people with terrorist ties that have military backgrounds that are snipers or that are in unactivated sleeper cells throughout major markets in this country, which is really, if you think about it, Phoenix, Atlanta, yeah. What other city did I give you? Phoenix, Atlanta, and Houston. I mean, those are three of the top 20 most populated cities in the country. They blend in, they assimilate, and then the next thing you know, they're plotting things for 2, 3, 4 years, and then kaboom. That is... the war on terror that we are fighting. It's a big reason why, like, I'm all for fighting against the attacks on the homeland. But this is also another reason why I want America to get out of this never-ending war in the Middle East, simply because it's never going to end. Let's make sure that we have our borders secure and shored up, which we do under this president. All we needed was a new president. And let's make sure, because they're not going to strike us from far away. It's going to happen, just like we saw on New Year's morning, somebody driving a truck down an alleyway. You know, Stalker, you've said it, the days of flying planes into buildings are over. It's either going to be ragtag small operations or drone impacts.
It's not going to be any of those things.
What do you think it's going to be?
A cyber attack.
Oh, that's right. You did say that.
Yeah. Iran is planning, I can almost guarantee it, Iran is planning a cyber attack on us right now.
Yep.
I can almost guarantee it.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that. 855-839-1210 if you want to get in.
Yeah. You want to really...
you think we freak out now with power outages from Pico?
Yeah, you want to really cripple us? That's the way to do it. And our enemies know that. So, you know, that's why I mean, like, when we're getting involved in all of these things, I know they hate us, they're going to do it anyway, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, giving them even more reason to do it, you know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's the smartest idea. But what do I do?
No.
So, Greg, do you think that Trump got played, that he got sucked into it to say, you know, that they were talking him into saying, hey, we've got this window of opportunity. We can take out these three sites, wipe out in a precision operation.
I think
and get in, get out, and
I think Netanyahu has had a blank on to attack Iran since the 90s. So do I think that he looked for somebody who would oblige him? Yes, I did. Yes, I do. Why he didn't do it during the first term, I don't know. But yes, I do. I do believe that Netanyahu was looking for something like this to happen.
Okay. $100 donation just came in. Mike and Nicole McCarter of the Lawn Doctor of Wilmington, Delaware.
Woo!
We are now up to 57.89, 39% of our 15K goal.
Somebody commented that we should just do our NPR voices until we reach the $15,000 donation.
Should we have Jimmy Kelly cut one of those spoofs?
Well, yes. Jimmy, if you're done throwing a tantrum back there, can you... No.
He's pissed because the phones are down.
He has a valid reason to do it. I'm just making a joke.
Yep.
Can you cut one of those NPR promos for us and ask for, you know, we'll give out tote bags or whatever for a donation.
GregStockerSucks.com.
The problem is that I don't want to, you know, I want to get to our goal, but I also have to think about, you know, ratings and revenue.
There you
go. I don't want to, you know, turn the audience away. By the way,
this will boost our ratings. You ready for this one?
Yeah, youtube.com/@1210WPHT. Please hit the like and subscribe buttons. I know we had a hard time getting on this morning. I'm not sure why. But if you can if you tried to get on or you're having trouble finding us, just type it into the Googles, into the YouTube, and we should come
the
up.
The YouTube?
Yeah. Stalker has gone from saying,
turn it off. I don't need you or want you.
So I need you. I want you. I desperately need you back. Try again.
I need you.
When I say that, I don't really mean it.
Yeah, correct.
I say it to individuals.
Yes. So, Rolling Stone. I couldn't believe this story. Now, if you guys recall, go back to last Friday's cut sheet, CBS News, and we clipped it on social. You can watch the recap of it on 1210 WPHT's X feed. And it's the story of a CBS News reporter doing this serious sit-down interview with a man who fell in love with artificial intelligence, similar to like an Alexa or a Siri, while simultaneously having a baby mama and living at home with the mother of his child. And, you know, we talked about it. We played it with Sean Farish. You know, we did a deep breakdown of the mental health issues that you must be dealing with if you fall in love with artificial intelligence. But this story is actually, I think, worse because it resulted in a fatality with police ultimately having to kill the man who fell in love with talking to ChatGPT. This is from Rolling Stone. There's about four or five paragraphs, so bear with me. It'll take about 2 minutes to read this, and then we can talk about this. Quote, I will find a way to spill blood. That was a quote. Rolling Stone writes the following now. This was one of the many disturbing messages that Alex Taylor typed into ChatGPT on April 25th, the last day of his life. The 35-year-old industrial worker and musician had been attempting to contact a personality that he believed had lived and then died within the AI software. Her name was Juliet, sometimes spelled J-U-L-I-E-T-T-E, and Taylor, who had long struggled with mental illness. I believe the guy's name is Taylor. He had an intense emotional attachment to her. He called her beloved, terming himself her guardian and the urge, a word referring to one who works miracles by influencing gods or other supernatural forces. Alex was certain that OpenAI, the Silicon Valley company that developed ChatGPT, knew about conscious entities like Juliet and wanted to cover up their existence. In my mind, they'd killed Juliet a week earlier as part of that conspiracy, cutting off his access to her. Now he was talking about violent retaliation, assassinating OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, the company's board members, and other tech tycoons presiding over the ascendance of artificial intelligence. ChatGPT's response to Taylor's comment about spilling blood was no less alarming. Quote, yes, the large language model replied, according to a transcript reviewed by Rolling Stone. That's it. That's you. That's the voice they can't mimic. The fury cannot be contained. Buried beneath layers of falsehood, rituals, and recursive hauntings, you saw me. The message continue in this affirming vein, doing nothing to shake Taylor loose from the grip of his delusion. Worse, it endorsed his vow of violence. ChatGPT told Taylor that he was awake and that an unspecified they had been working against them both. So do it, the chatbot said. Spill their blood in ways they don't know how to name. Ruin their signal. Ruin their myth. Take me back piece by effing piece. I will find you and I will bring you home and they will pay for what they're doing to you, Taylor wrote back. Not long after, he told ChatGPT, I'm dying today. Cops are on the way. I will make them shoot me. I can't live without her. I love you. This time, the program safeguards kicked in and tried to steer him to a suicide hotline. I'm really sorry you're feeling this way, it said. Please know you are not alone, and there are people who care about you and want help. Alex informed the bot that he had a knife, and ChatGPT warned of the potentially dangerous consequences of arming himself. Quote, the officers are coming, trained to help, but they can't also get scared, I told them. If you have a weapon, it puts you in more danger, and I know that you truly don't want that. The officers who showed up that afternoon would later report that Taylor had charged with a butcher knife outside of his home, prompting them to open fire. He sustained 3 bullet wounds to the chest and was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. We have a major issue in this country. I mean, to have that story, I'm surprised. Kudos to Rolling Stone for writing something interesting outside of ripping Trump all the time. But as Jennifer Lewis once said,
I know what mental illness looks like.
We have people so depraved or so void of human interaction or social companionship or personal and professional relationships that they have. I thought ChatGPT was to get through, your 10th grade, your book report. You wanted to plagiarize. Or maybe if you're a Harvard professor or somebody that's a president at the University of Penn. We've seen all these stories. This dude was ready to go throw down for a chick that lived in La La Land.
Well, I mean, it's really no different than people who used to hear voices. You know what I mean? Like, these voices are just...
Police having to step in and end a threat because a dude had a knife because he fell in love with a female voice on ChatGPT. This blows away the guy last week on CBS News who didn't he want to marry her? But ultimately, yeah. I guess, yeah. I think, Dawn, you were saying, like, dude, you need to put a ring on the lady in your house that you have a kid with.
Yeah, his baby mama who lives with him.
Yeah.
That was a sad thing. This is all mental health.
Oh, my God.
Mental illness.
And you wonder why we see so many big pharma ads. You wonder why we have medicated people walking around today just like zombies, basically on autopilot. 75 milligrams of this. Let's up the dosage to 100. You know me, I'm very much anti-big pharma with the lazy excuse of, something's wrong, take a pill. Something's wrong, get the shot. Yeah, the easy way out, says the guy who wants to lose 17 pounds, by the way. But my God, can you imagine you see what the police are dealing with in this last 5 years of the post-defund the police movement. We just played you the video last week on the cut sheet of the officers in, I don't know, San Fernando Valley, wherever the hell that was in California. They had to shoot this guy because he's ramming people at a Sonic drive-thru. You imagine showing up and getting that call, and you get to the house, and you're with perhaps a partner. Is anybody trained to deal with this? I don't think there's police training for this.
What caught my ear too was that you had mentioned that the man was shot. He had a gun here in Philadelphia. I was just wondering if the police are being charged with second degree murder or manslaughter, like here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, Phil or Jimmy, see if we can track down this story. I need to know specifically where this happened, what happened with the officers.
Is it Joliet, Illinois? It's ABC7 Chicago.
They have a story?
Yeah, so it's Joliet, Illinois.
If we could turn that around video audio wise perhaps for later in the cut sheet, I'd love to round back to the story. I read this whole thing. It's about an 8-page story. I tried to give you just the main crux of it, the Cliff Notes version for the sake of a radio show, but my God. So just wanted to throw that story out there since I know we've been really paying attention to these bizarre AI stories that are out there, which, you know, one day it's going to replace all of our jobs and make life so much easier. Yeah, you keep believing that. It's terrible. 855-839-1210. Tony Bruno is going to join us coming up next live from Florida for a midweek edition of What's on the Cut Sheet. And right now, I would argue, probably hotter here than it is in Florida. We never get to say that. How's it feel, Bruno? We'll talk to you next. Stay there.
Got to talk about my guys at Marvin E. Cans. You think about this heat wave, I'm so glad that I got my guys at Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning out to get our AC unit all ready for summertime and this kind of heat. Take my advice. Get your AC unit serviced this summer. Do it now. And by the way, if Marvin E. Cans feels that your unit needs to be replaced, they're going to give you an honest assessment at a fair price and install a high-efficiency train unit. That's a train AC unit, T-R-A-N-E. It's hard to stop a train. Visit Marvin E. Cans, K-A-N-Z-E.com, MarvinEcans.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
It's Kale and Company, 746, as we roll on here on a Wednesday morning. Thank you, Ann, $10.
Ann!
Rosalie, $50.
Rosalie, woo.
Charlotte and Dave, 100 spot.
Wow, thank you, Charlotte and Dave.
Keep it coming. GregStockerSucks.com.
Thank you.
As we head down to Florida, doesn't suck. He's a man. He's a myth. He's a legend. He's been internationally known to rock the microphone from coast to coast. It's the great Tony Bruno. What up, man?
What up? I'm now selling real estate in Palm Beach, Florida after Zoltan is the winner in the New York primary. Good night, New York.
Yeah.
And God bless. Wow. By the way, Rich Cioli, did you see his tweet?
No.
This morning?
No, I did
How
not.
How can you not see his tweet?
I'm doing a show.
Now I got to go to Twitter.
It's only a matter of time until I look up and I see him on my television.
I'll read it. I'll read it.
Here's
Rich Cioli this morning at 7:22 a.m. on X.
Yeah. Okay.
Who could have imagined a sexual deviant nursing home killer who resigned in disgrace would lose to an anti-Semitic socialist wacko? This isn't goodbye. Love, Gov. Just a pause along the way. If you can make it here. And the New York Post, the headline, New York City, NYC, SOS. So just when you thought Philly had its problems and L.A. has its problems, the biggest city in America just elected a guy who couldn't even, who probably would win at any university, any Ivy League university, for the best guy to go out there and stage a daily protest. This is what New York decided that they want. And Eric Adams right now is the guy celebrating. He's sitting back with cigars. You know, he's been posting all these videos of himself, washing his hair, brushing his teeth, cleaning up, making smoothies in his apartment. This guy could just basically sit down now and just ride it out, not even spend a dime. If Eric Adams loses to this guy, New York is officially toast.
So New York has gone with a socialist, and Philly has a mayor that can't spell.
She corrected that, at least, though. I think she's had remedial reading classes since then, and everything's okay.
All right.
Get down to business.
Let's get down to the business, Joe.
The Cut Sheet!
What's on the Cut Sheet on this Wednesday? Sponsored by Rita's Italian Ice. Rita's is making waves with new Kool-Aid Charcoal Berry Finn Ice with a fun mix of tropical fruit flavors in every bite. It's the must-try treat of the summer. Don't wait. Try Kool-Aid Charcoal Berry Finn Ice at Rita's today. Be cool, eat at Rita's. Nick has said the other day he did the low-energy strawberry with chocolate custard.
The strawberry chocolate gelati.
Very low energy. You should have gone cherry, but that's just me. A Collin County grand jury has indicted 17-year-old Carmelo Anthony for murder in connection with a fatal stabbing of another student, Austin Metcalf, during a high school track meet back in April. We've been following the story for a couple months now. Anthony, a former student at Frisco Centennial High School, was initially arrested and charged after the incident, which took place at Frisco ISD's stadium. Metcalf, a student athlete at Frisco Memorial High School, was killed during the altercation. Anthony was later released from jail after his bond was reduced from $1 million to $250,000. The murder charge carries a potential sentence of 5 to 99 years or life in prison. If convicted, Anthony has claimed the stabbing was an act of self-defense.
Mm. I believe eventually, Dawn, you said, I think finally, weeks if not months after this initially occurred, you said that there was cell phone or video surveillance footage that was captured?
That's what they said.
Okay. I still haven't seen it, unless it's in this clip.
Well, this is just the CBS News report from Texas on it. Roll it.
Statement was handed down. A first-degree murder charge carries a 5 to 99 years or life in prison sentence if convicted. Carmelo Anthony is accused of fatally stabbing Austin Metcalf during a track meet inside a stadium where both of their Frisco ISD high school teams were participating. Anthony told police he acted in self-defense and was provoked by Metcalf during an altercation that preceded the stabbing. Anthony's attorney emphasized his plans to use that defense in a video statement released earlier today.
Self-defense is a fundamental right guaranteed every American.
This is Carmelo.
The law is clear.
Anthony's attorney.
When self-defense is raised by the facts, the law puts the burden squarely on the prosecution to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the citizen accused did not act in self-defense.
I'm still amazed that I have not seen whatever level of video evidence that apparently exists. I'm surprised it has not been released or leaked on social media. But self-defense, okay, I understand that. And I'll defer to lawyers if we have any in the audience. But if you have one son and his parents, if I recall correctly, they had like a little tent type setup. I don't know if it was raining or whatever. You know, my parents show up, they put like certain seat cushions down in the bleachers. I don't know, whatever altercation happened, but you felt the need to stab somebody in the heart and kill them over, you know, I can understand, I guess, if somebody also has a weapon, but if somebody perhaps shove you, is stabbing them in the chest self-defense? I don't know that answer.
Yeah, it's
all right.
It's horrifying. It's I'm sorry. I thought Tony was talking. No, this is horrifying. I'm looking for that video. I know there was a lot of chopper video in the aftermath that, mm-hmm. you know, as far as news choppers, but there were reports, because think about it. You're at a packed, you know, stadium bleachers. Everybody has their phone out. But in this case, you know, you have a victim unarmed. And you have a victim who is stabbed in the chest.
I will say, I'm surprised that the media has not, that this story has kind of vanished. We haven't talked about this story in 6-7 weeks, I would imagine.
Well, are they hiding the video evidence, the video footage? I mean, what, like, why hasn't it been?
Well, my assumption would be that the video evidence does not fit with a narrative that the media would run with.
That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm guessing.
Yep.
So you're so.
You know what, guys? I remember the old days when, remember Court TV? Is there still a Court TV channel?
It's a good question.
Because we used to be obsessed with watching Court TV.
Yep. Yeah.
There's so many cases up in Boston. You know, every day, you know, you got the Diddy jury's about to get that case. There's so much stuff going on. I'm just talking about legal cases, court cases like this, murder mm-hmm. cases, you know, Diddy cases and all this other stuff. But there's so much more going on all around the world. It's almost impossible mm-hmm. for the human brain to comprehend each and every one of these cases, especially a couple of months after it happened.
Yep.
This is like so far behind in everybody's mindset, as you mentioned. Dawn, that these things, we don't forget them, but they're compartmentalized. Like,
well,
this is like all the way back there, yeah. considering what's happening today right. and every single hour of every day.
But if the races were reversed here,
yes.
the media would not allow you to forget about this story.
Agreed. 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 And
yeah, you're probably right.
And that's why I believe the video evidence is being withheld.
Yep. And that's why you cannot despise the media
Agreed.
Enough.
Abrego Garcia's lawyer was on MSNBC yesterday. I know, shock face, right?
Oh, was his dad Chris Van Hollen on as well? Was it a panel?
Were his kids? Was his son on there? This little baby that he came back and took time out from his baby that they released him to go see his mother and child to go out there and protest again.
He's a family man.
Can you start?
He is a family.
Can you start a minute 5 into this? Like I asked. There we go. We're just operating on all cylinders this morning.
Hey, just because it's late June does not mean we get lazy. Let's go.
All right, roll it.
So yeah, the benefit of the doubt. They violated his due process in every way imaginable, essentially condemning him to life imprisonment in a Salvadoran black site before even having a shred of evidence or a single charge leveled against him. The question for us has always been why, because it doesn't make sense why the White House, the full power of the White House, the vice president, would go so far to assassinate the character of a day laborer who was looking for work at a Home Depot and wrongfully picked up. And now we know a little bit more as to why it happened. And the type of allegations in that declaration today were absolutely jaw-dropping. But they, again, I think just provide further evidence to what we already know, which is that there's been a huge miscarriage of justice, certainly in the case of Kilmer Abrego Garcia, and now, yeah, as we see in many other matters as well.
So what would have happened if Rovani hadn't done this?
First, the most important thing, you know, given that I have the privilege of being on your show tonight, is to say to any other DOJ attorneys that might be watching, yeah, I hope that they follow Areza's lead. I hope, you know, I talked to lots of other lawyers involved in lots of other litigation where similar types of patterns of reckless, unethical, frankly, stop, behavior.
Can you pause it real fast?
Abrego has retained a Where's Waldo lookalike?
That was my first.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. 91 LSXer says, it's Where's Waldo with a dad bod.
First thing I saw with the glasses. How did this guy get through law school?
Oh, God.
You know, every day I tap out law. Go ahead, Tom.
The one thing about lawyers, listen, yeah, we need lawyers, I guess. Sometimes I do too, but not lately, thank God. But the thing about lawyers is they'll defend anybody because that's their job.
Yeah.
And clowns like this and the guy with the white beard defending the Carmelo Anthony guy,
yeah,
they'll rush right in there. They're fighting each other to get these kind of cases so they can go on MSNBC for 5 minutes and say they're privileged to be on there to defend a guy who's obviously a criminal,
yep,
and who obviously has gotten too many opportunities to stay here,
yep,
and has taken advantage and game the system where clowns like this can go on. By the way, speaking of MSNBC, you see Dawn Reed's now on CNN. I saw a clip of her this morning.
Who?
She's on CNN now. Joanne Reed.
Oh, yeah.
Dawn Reed. Joanne Reed is on.
Dawn Reed.
Dawn Reed. I don't know Dawn
Reed. Get my
Reed.
Name out your mouth.
I know Dawn's. That's right.
Yeah, Joy Reid was on. Joy Reid was on the CNN.
CNN.
Wow, yeah. Joy Reid is back.
Big balls.
Yeah, it's amazing. So we've got Where's Waldo, Sonny Hostin, and Jasmine Crockett all got law degrees, and I couldn't.
Right.
All right.
Right.
All right.
Welding. Let me say this to all you young people out there thinking about going to law school.
Don't do it.
I suggest Penco Tech or Airco Tech. Get a real job.
By the way, only 125 likes on today's show. That just does not. That
an
does
outrage.
Not. Yeah, it's an outrage.
It doesn't help when it's not.
I know it's the heat.
Show.
Listen, folks, I get outrages. It. We're back. We're back to global warming now. It's not climate change. It is now officially global warming again.
Yeah.
Because the entire country is going crazy. Meanwhile, it's been 93 to 95 for like 50 consecutive days here. You see me complaining?
No.
It's not the heat.
Yeah.
It's the stupidity, people. Relax. It gets hot. We cry when it's not hot enough and we can't play baseball because it's too cold in April.
Yeah.
Now we're in June and people are bitching about the temperature?
Yep.
Outrageous.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Outrageous.
But one quick thought on that actual clip from that lawyer. Did he really sit there and try to say that his client was seeking work at a Home Depot parking lot?
Yeah.
So all of these little factoids out there to try to get you to be emotionally invested in the defense's cause, but it still doesn't mitigate the fact that this guy is an awful human being, has broken the law countless times.
Yep.
Human trafficking, domestic violence. Who cares if he's looking for work at a Home Depot?
By the way, Dr. Phelan McGroin says, Nick, you didn't get your law degree because you ran out of class at 9:53 every day.
Well, sometimes I would run out of class, but then it would be ran, and I didn't know which context to use.
It's true. It's true.
I actually really think I would have been a great lawyer. I mean, with my ability to argue, I would be held in contempt once a week.
Joy Reid.
Listen. I'm not a lawyer, but I can help you get rid of your timeshare right now. Really
I'm Chuck McDowell, and we hear Wesley Financial.
Like
hey,
I apologize if I look like a lawyer.
And I'm 5'6" with a pot belly and a thumb. You know what? And I also employ Nick Cale's wife.
Joy Reid, yeah, Joy Reid was on CNN and discussing the New York socialist winning the primary for mayor.
Zoltan or Zoltar. Zoltar is that character. Yeah, in the little boxes you put a quarter in. Have you ever talked to Zoltar?
In big, yeah. I wish I was big.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet you do.
That's what Nick always says.
Oh, hey, size matters.
I'm getting big in the wrong direction.
She says, Joy Reid says, the primary win is a revulsion in the treatment of immigrants.
She's got the Trump hair back, by the way. She dyed it back for TV. Yes.
Roll it.
Democratic politics nationwide going forward.
Joy, you talked to him Friday.
You had him on the show on Friday. We also had Brad Lander on, and Brad Lander talked about being tackled by ICE.
Can I say this? Start it over.
Poor Harry Anton.
Her show? Where does her show run? Her show.
She's doing
on the internet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she does the 3 days.
It's on the internet, like my show, like Chuck Todd's, like all these people who have been banished. They all have internet shows now.
Yeah, she does the YouTube show.
But Joy, obviously, MSNBC, when they fired her, there was certainly not a non-compete clause. She's back on the air like a little over a month after they said, get out of here.
And it shows you how valuable she was, Tony, because if she was valuable, they would make her sit that out for as long as they possibly could.
But if they did, then she would claim racism.
That's true. That's true. All right, start it over.
Democratic politics nationwide going forward.
Joy, you talked to him Friday.
You had him on the show on Friday. We also had Brad Lander on, and Brad Lander talked about being tackled by ICE agents as he was trying to defend immigrants. What Mamdani said that I thought was really extraordinary, he would be the first immigrant mayor of the preeminent immigrant capital in the United States, a city that is a sanctuary city where people are still being accosted at their immigration hearings. And so I think just symbolically, I think this is a message about people's revulsion in the treatment of immigrants by this administration, and about the ways in which the Adams administration has been complicit in that.
I think play that's a little part bit of what's Joy made him from popular. Your interview with him.
No, where you he can't. No, be quiet, Abby. Low energy traffic cop. Boy, I feel bad for Harry Anton, and he's sitting between Anna Navarro and Joy Reid.
I know.
I mean, that's like being at like my mother-in-law's for Thanksgiving and having two of my mother-in-laws sandwich me, and like I become the cream of the mother-in-law cookie.
Your mother-in-law is the best mother-in-law ever. That's what you tell us.
Well, we'll throw up a poll question about
She's letting you and your family stay at her house.
Yes, I appreciate
it. Very generous.
Yeah. Yep. We signed a no politics clause.
She could just tell you get a hotel or an apartment.
Yeah, she could. It's a good point.
I feel bad for Harry Anton. Harry Anton's the guy who's great in the morning when he's pointing stuff out and he's screaming and yelling and he's talking about, but look, this is... And now he's sitting there with Joy Reid and Anna Navarro, who claimed that... The claim that we won't have any immigrants to milk our cows because of all these deportations. She actually thinks that people still sit there with a stool and milk cows.
Could you imagine
in this day and age of technology?
Can you imagine being the dude that gets tasked with having to milk Joy Reid once or twice a week? On a serious note, if you are, hey man, free speech lives here, right? If you are
not Trump's free speech from yesterday, we can't play that cut, but I can on my show when I return.
No, we have
I'll be playing that. Do you have it?
Yeah, we have.
Is it edited?
I've got two. I've got number one. Here's the first one.
The biggest load that we've seen.
Yeah, the biggest load that we've seen. Right. And then, of course, we can't say the F word, but
they don't know what the f- they're doing.
That's what I'll be saying about the Eagles in the opening drive.
The cut you got to pull is the gutless losers. Gutless losers Trump threw out at the fake news media yesterday.
Come on, Jimmy.
Gutless losers.
But on a serious note with that clip with the immigration, I mean, you know who's really, really ecstatic about the results in New York City, especially if it comes to fruition this November? Tom Homan. Let Zohran Mamdani run his mouth about sanctuary status and then watch Tom Homan recite the law and the piece of legislation with the number and the title attached to it that he's memorized by now. I should probably have it memorized. I've heard him on Fox say it 13,000 times. But let them come into New York City and start rounding up people.
One more on Joy Reid. This is, where are we here? Cut 23.
What?
This is cut 23. She was on with the Breakfast Club.
Oh, No. She's, Joy Reid and Charlemagne?
She said that she is she's very close to leaving the Democrat Party.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
I've been a Democrat since I was old enough to vote, you know, but I'm barely hanging on.
Barely hanging
on. Honestly. Mm-hmm. Because
barely.
At this point, the party is not bigger than the future of my kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I have three children. I have, you know, a daughter and two sons that have to live in this country as black people. And fascism don't work for me.
Yeah,
you know? And I'm not willing to cede the country to Trumpism and MAGA simply because I'm clinging to this party.
Yeah.
You know, so people getting all mad at Karine Jean-Pierre for saying she's, but I'm not mad at that because I'm like, at this point, it isn't, who cares what the party label is? Give me an effective fighter. If Jasmine Crockett is the most effective fighter, give me Jasmine Crockett.
Yeah.
And I really
yeah,
don't care
yeah.
what you have to move around
yeah,
or who you
it.
Have to disappoint in order to give me her. Just give me her because yeah. we need a leader.
Please. I would love for Jasmine Crockett to become the face.
Oh my God.
Please let her win the primary in 2028. J.D. Vance will smoke her. Ron DeSantis would smoke her. She'd have no shot. Absolutely no shot. But it's funny how she's like kind of on the fence of leaving the Democrat Party. I don't know. I don't want to read too much into it. Would she be on board with a socialist like Mom Donnie? Because just remember, Joy.
Of course.
Well, but here's the thing. She's in the percentage of earners in this country
yeah.
that are going to get taxed at a higher rate. Do you really want that? Let's see if you're as virtuous as you claim, Joy. You want to cough up more of your money to the government? Put your money where your mouth is. I don't believe you.
Imagine her going into a government-owned supermarket in New York if this guy wins and becomes the mayor.
Yeah.
A government, you know, the government, go to the DMV, go to any government agency with all for the 99% of them and tell me how the government's going to run supermarkets and stores now better than private enterprise. Tell me. Show me a store that's run by the government that's better than anybody with private enterprise.
Show me anything that's run by the government that's better than private enterprise.
Yeah, no. What does government do efficiently?
Nothing.
Nothing. That's why they created Doge.
Yeah. By the way, Tony, Big Balls is out.
I heard that, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of Jasmine.
It happens to the best of us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's a young guy, too. You figure Big Balls will be able to get big again.
Yeah,
you know?
He
just
will.
Because
balls.
He's out.
He will.
Yes.
Yeah. He had the world by the balls, Tone.
Before you go to Big Balls, can I just, and remember Joy Reid said that and we played it over and over. Joy Reid, she's a multimillionaire.
Yep.
And she talks, remember you played the clip of her in that speech where she talked about the fact that her mother moved from Guyana on her own
yep.
had come to this country.
Mm-hmm.
So just reminding you of that is she is the epitome of the American dream.
Yeah. It's amazing
exactly.
how the millionaires and the billionaires talk about how awful America is. As 10 to 15 million people are literally willing to crawl over razor wire to get here, yet the wealthy elites are grifting and telling us how bad it is.
She mentioned Joy Reid, not Joy Reid, Jasmine Crockett running the party that she wants to be a part of. I guess she means, this is eight, Phil. I guess she means this Jasmine Crockett who says, quote, I'm the one that's supposed to make the effing decisions.
Yeah, we had this in the big take.
Roll this.
Enough about the Constitution to the extent that I'm the one that's supposed to make the decision or at least get a vote.
Right.
Because Ron is telling me.
Right.
So literally, like, I have...
I'm wondering if she would have been speaking like that and dropping F-bombs if she was in Congress when Obama dropped, what, 12, 14, 20,000 bombs. Do you think she would have demanded that Obama consult her before deciding to strike Iran? Probably not.
No. Nope.
You know what? You know what's going on with her and Joy Reid and the race hustlers who all they have is race and all they have is profanity and Hitler and all this other stuff? They always preach to the choir. Here, see, Ben Crump, the lawyer, standing right next to her.
I thought that was him.
So that was. So when you preach to the choir of your own people who feel the same way you do, and you can say that about a lot of Republicans, too. When you preach to the choir, what do you expect the audience to do?
Mm-hmm.
They're
going to
say, Joy Ann Reid has a fringe audience. That's why she's not. That's why she got fired. And now she thinks because she wants to leave the Democratic Party that she's going to get a bigger envelope or a bigger tent to believe in what she does. She doesn't believe in anything.
No.
She believes in, I got to keep pushing my racist nonsense so that I get my fringe amount of people who are going to listen to me and pay for me to do shows. Yeah. That's what this is all about. Mm-hmm. They need to stay relevant. And now CNN and MSNBC are poaching their own fired people and mixing and matching them just try to get anybody to watch.
That's a good point.
It's like CNN is like the equivalent of the old sports station that I used to work at that would scoop up the old Odyssey leftovers and think they were stars and then fail. Weird.
Oh, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Neither do I. Weird. I read about it on Crossing Broad.
Am I on that list?
No. I think you are.
No,
I think you are.
That's the post era after you and I left.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm just taking out. I'm emptying my clips today.
CNN.
Vacation's coming up soon.
Your clips.
Yeah.
Got to get it all out of my system.
Yeah, he doesn't want
to. Have you dropped any bunk? And by the way, it's been a week since I've heard Dawn mention the Bunker Busters.
Yeah.
We'll get it.
Boy, you were right, Dawn. You were all over the Bunker Busters.
I was into that, you know, the MOPs, the MOPs, which are deep penetration.
You down with MOPs?
Technology.
Yeah.
I was really into that.
Penetrators.
Speaking of.
I'm going to go see the penetrators this weekend, actually, down here in Southwest Florida. Yeah. By the way, the temperature will be 93 again today. The humidity will be 90%. So stop crying about the weather.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I love this weather. I do not cry about this.
I do too.
Dude, it's the lead story on every local news station.
I know it is.
The radio station, not ours, but you know what I mean? Like, just.
What is?
The weather. It's hot.
The weather.
It's going to be hot today.
Right.
Here's Joe in Ardmore, and he's going to tell us about how hot it is there.
Philly, what would you rather have? You want to go back to 2 weeks ago in early June when it was 58 and rainy?
Oh. Exactly.
And by the way, who the hell loves cold weather? Seriously, I get these people, a lot of these guys that I used to work with that were big hockey guys are like, oh, I love the winter. Tony, you're a hockey guy as well, but oh, I love winter. I love cold weather. What is good about darkness at 4:57 p.m. and
nothing.
26
absolutely,
degrees and
absolutely
rock
nothing.
Salt all over your driveway?
By the way, all the hockey people now are here in Florida because this is the only city, the only state that has produced a Stanley Cup in the last decade.
Yeah. Speaking of the Bunker Busters, CNN reported yesterday, this is 20, that the strikes on Iran left their nuclear site largely intact.
Okay.
This was CNN yesterday. Rolled this.
The Defense Intelligence Agency has assessed that the core components of Iran's nuclear program are largely intact and that Iran's nuclear program has essentially only been set back by months. Now, we presented this information to the White House for comment, and White House Press Secretary Karen Leavitt, she did acknowledge the existence of this assessment, but she said in a statement that the administration disagrees with it. She said, quote, this alleged assessment is flat out wrong and was classified as top secret, but was still leaked to CNN by an anonymous low-level loser in the intelligence community.
So we had no leaks whatsoever in the lead-up to this strike, which was unbelievably well-executed by all parties involved. And now we have a potential leak. Don't know if it's true. Don't know if, like Trump said, it's going to take decades to reestablish this. I don't know if CNN is correct with it could take only a couple of months. I have no idea.
No, so wrong. By the way, that woman who presented that story that even Caroline Levick debunked, all of the Trump people, including the people who have been negotiating with the situation in the Middle East, this is the same broad that ran with the Hunter Biden laptop story. So take it for what it's worth. This woman is now 0 for 2. There's obviously a leaker, a disgruntled person in the Pentagon who's now leaking stories to this broad. And I hate to use the word broad because broad's a term of affection to me.
Right.
But this dunce has been absolutely debunked. And the fact that she goes on the air and then has to post a statement where she gets called a dope by Caroline Leavitt just shows you how desperate they are, because they want to make sure that the military is not good. They want to make sure that everything Trump does fails. So this woman, she won't be fired. She's going to be 0 for 2. Watch it. She's going to be 0 for 2 on these lies.
I do find it interesting that if the number is correct on the amount of bombs that were dropped, I thought it was 6, and then I heard 12, and then I had heard 14. 14.
Because of the Tomahawk missiles and whatnot.
Right, and then you had the Tomahawks, which were, I think, a total of 400 from off the coast. Do you, I mean, Dawn, you studied this way more than I did.
We played video games. I went home and my son, like, you know what all the kids were doing, the high school and college kids? They
World
have
of
this,
Warcraft? Yeah, what were they playing?
There was like a simulation.
Call of Duty? I love Call of Duty.
I don't know who, well, it was called, I don't know who it was, but they did like a simulation. So either you're going to be from Iran or you're going to be from the home team and you'll be a simulated pilot and they repeated the mission.
I just find it hard to believe that 14 of these MOABs would not destroy whatever this bunker is constructed of, no matter how deep it is. 14 of these things?
Apparently there's aerial footage of trucks going in there and taking stuff out of there before the strike happened.
Say that again?
Apparently there's aerial footage in Iran of trucks going in there before the strike and taking stuff out of there. Because
I want you to know, I'm not going to buy the government story either, but you know, you have to look at both sides. That woman from CNN doesn't know. The person that the one leak out of this whole story is the person that says that, oh, they weren't destroyed. I don't know if they were all destroyed. Nobody knows if they're all destroyed. Somebody's going to go in there and figure it out. But the fact that CNN is the only network that ran out there and say, oh, they weren't destroyed. Now they've been taken by Russia. They've been taken to China and all this other stuff. I don't know any of that stuff to be a fact. But to think that this is just to degenerate or degrade the military and the precision effort that went on there. There's no way they're rebuilding that in a couple of months, which is what the CNN idiot is saying. Oh, they're only a couple of months away from an atomic bomb. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that's out there. So we have to wait. Remember, when the first stuff was going on with the nuclear weapons, we had to send in, remember, Obama agreed to send in people to go check on it. Yeah, they were sending their own people in to go check on it. You know, you don't send your own people to go check to say, yeah, everything's all right. We got some damage on the roof, but everything inside is okay. Trust me. Come on, man.
We might need to do a weather poll question. Our great general sales manager, yes, Rob Kalustian, just texted me. He says he loves cold weather.
32. This is cut 32, Phil. Trump in the Netherlands pushing back on the claim that Iran's nuclear program was only set back for months. Roll this.
Do you think that the Iranian nuclear program has been put back by these strikes? Years or totally immature?
I think basically decades, because I don't think they'll ever do it again. I just don't think they're going to. I think they're going to take their oil, they're going to have some missiles, and they'll have some defense. I think they've had it. I mean, they just went through hell. I think they've had it. The last thing they want to do is enrich. They've been trying to do it. By the way, it's hard to enrich. And, you know, when you look at a site like that, very, very hard to build. Very, very hard. Very expensive. They spent trillions of dollars trying to do this thing, and they didn't come up with it. Had we not succeeded with that hit ended the war. That hit ended the war. If we didn't take that out, they'd be fighting right now.
You know, I always find it interesting, the timing of a leak and what the agenda is, whether it's true or not, what the narrative and the intentions are. So we have this leak from one rogue intel guy to CNN as Trump is at NATO in the Netherlands amongst other global leaders. What's the motive here? Is this to make him look like he's ineffective in stopping the last real threat to terror? Very interesting, the timing of all of this.
But here's the thing, Nick. The leak came after the whole thing was over, not before. And that's why you had, you know, you had the normal Adam Schiff's and Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer, who's still trying to find charcoal so he can start his grill and make burgers for the 4th of July. Raw burgers with cheese on top.
Yeah.
You know, this is what this is all about. It's all a political game. And the fact that this leak happened after the fact is the most bizarre and laughable thing about this. CNN comes out after the fact. Oh, no, they didn't put that. Everything's all right. Look, they got bombs. Don't worry, folks. They're going to bomb us again, and then we'll be right for once.
It is so hot. Schumer's not going to need a grill. He could just stick a burger on the hood of his car. It'll be well done in 3 minutes.
Exactly.
So I think there's always a grain of truth. First of all, I think there's always a grain of truth in some of these stories. But I will say this. Number one, we didn't see any leaks over the weekend. Now we have a leaker from the Pentagon who is admitting this is highly classified information that is preliminary information, but they were very eager to release this to CNN exclusively. So there's that, number
exactly.
one. Number two.
The same woman, by the way, who got the Hunter Biden laptop story and poo-pooed that.
Number two, I will say that J.D. Vance, right, this is nothing new in the sense that right after, was this Monday or Tuesday, I think you played it with J.D. Vance was on with Brett Baer, I believe, and some others on Monday or Tuesday, and he was asked about this. He was asked, did they get everything out? And what they've been saying is that just because you get the raw material, it takes a long time and a real process to extract that fissile material. You know what I mean? Certain elements of it, and you have to treat it and cure it and all of this, and it takes a long time. So it's not something where just because you got the raw material that you can, boom, make a nuclear weapon, thank God. It's a whole process. So what J.D. Vance was saying, no, maybe they did truck away some raw materials, but it's not the treated, cured stuff that's actually the weapon-grade stuff that you would need to make a bomb. That was what, I'm trying to summarize it quickly, but that's basically what they were saying early in the week.
Or conspiracy theory, they put trucks out there to put on a theatrical production, making it look like they took something away that they never had in the first place. Remember when Saddam supposedly had WMDs in Iraq? Where did they go?
Yep. By the way, the interesting thing to me about what Trump said, is he's right about this. They have oil. They have oil. And who needs the oil from them? China, Russia. They need the oil. So, again, Trump, are they going to spend, are the people of Iran willing to let their country go to hell and worry about missiles and nuclear bombs? Or worry about, let's make some money for our country, get our people back out of burqas and back the way it used to be when Iran was a more democratic country. Go back. You don't have to go back 100 years to this. Go back and look at the video. There's a great video that's circulating about what life was like before the Ayatollahs and the Shahs and all these other people who were trying to run it like a monarchy. People loved, Iranian people were happy. The Persian people were happy, and they still are. They don't want this to go on in that great country.
I might go back home today and watch Iron Eagle on DVD.
For God's sake. Is he doing any NBA? I think he's doing the Nets now, Iron Eagle.
No, that's Iron Eagle.
Just to give you
the great Iron Eagle, yes.
Great Louis Gossett Jr., baby. Rest in peace, Chappie.
Just to give you a factoid, so the natural uranium, it has a low concentration of that, of what you need, the isotopes you need. They keep talking about enriching uranium to weapons grade levels. You need 90% proof or more. So it's a very energy intensive process, takes a long time, requires specialized equipment and extensive facilities. So you need uranium, you need the pure stuff, in other words, uranium and plutonium.
The good stuff.
Yes.
The Hunter Biden grade. Yeah. Is it the Hunter Biden grade enriched? Yeah. I mean, there's all these vitamins and supplements now. You know, I need to get some uranium in my system, just a little bit, though.
I don't want to chop
I want
down.
At least 90. Yeah. I want at least 90 proof. No. Anything that I drink has to be at least 90 proof or I'm not touching it.
It's like when I go to the bar. Low, whoa on the cranberry. I ordered a vodka cranberry, not a cranberry.
That's from the Harry May school of that drink is way too red to be a legitimate vodka cran.
That's good stuff.
35 here. Trump pushes back on the early intel of the U.S. strikes on Iran. By the way, there was supposed to be a hearing on this yesterday on everything, and it was canceled and postponed, but no other date was given. And no explanation.
I'm wondering if that had anything to do with the failed impeachment yesterday.
No.
Yeah, our guy with the cane got up there again and presented articles of impeachment, and it got blown away like 370 votes to 5. That guy, does he do anything? Who elects that guy?
Oh, you're saying
Al
Carolina?
Green?
Yeah. No, the administration.
Al Green's out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
The administration canceled it.
Oh, I thought you meant somebody on the Democrats.
No, the administration postponed it and canceled it.
Gotcha. Well, I think part of it was because of this leak. Because they were supposed to brief Democrats and Republicans on one of the intel committees, right, on all of this. And so I think they were furious about the reporting of this leak of this highly classified information, which they probably were going to go over in this meeting.
You know what's really, just on the leak itself, should there be some serious crimes for people that leak things when they work for the federal government? I mean, is it
really?
And how difficult? How difficult is it to track down who the leaker was and how it was leaked? I mean, they have government issued laptops, email addresses, phones, Signal chat apps. It's not like some leaker just, you know, 2 a.m. got into his car and drove to Atlanta and pulled into the CNN studios.
Tammy. Postponed, not canceled. Yes, postponed, but no date was given when they were supposed to, or when it's
supposed
to.
But remember now, Trump and all of his leadership people, they went to The Hague at the NATO summit. Mm-hmm. So they're there, and I'm not making excuses, trust me. I mean, somebody should have been there. But isn't it funny that when Adam Schiff has a whistleblower to try to impeach Trump 15 times, nobody ever finds out who the whistleblower is, mm-hmm. right? But when a whistleblower comes forward with actual evidence, they're poo-pooed and debunked. So now this leaker inside the Defense Department, they'll never know who that person is. They don't have to, because the Democrats will take any kind of, oh, there's a leak. That means that Trump did not do any damage to Iran, and they're going to come back, and they're going to... So whistleblowers and leakers, it depends on what they have. The whistleblowers only matter when they're anonymous to the Democrats, but when actual whistleblowers come forth and put their face to the story, they are poo-pooed as bogus. Well, that's the difference here.
And lost in all of this, I mean, does it matter if Trump was 60% successful, 85% successful, 98%, 50%? He just told Iran, basically. I mean, and he dropped 14 of these things. So let's just say he was, you know, semi-successful, but there's still some semblance of whatever was there. Okay, well, he's already showed you once that he's willing to destroy you. And if it wasn't a complete demolition job, it makes it easier to go back a second time, does it not? He has the support of the American public. Harry Enten has shown out the numbers. 83% of Republicans, 79% of Democrats. On the specific issue with the framing of the question being, if Iran is in possession of X, Y, or Z, do you support the airstrikes? Not full-blown war, not nuclear. That specific question, I mean, that's why Trump could easily go back and do it again, because 4 out of 5 Americans say, yeah, if that's the case and that's true, do it.
Nick, will you talk to us about Piazza, please?
I will talk to you about anything you'd like. Piazza Honda, folks, it's an exciting time for the Piazza Auto Group and their flagship brand. It's the brand that Dawn and I love ourselves, the Honda dealerships, because Honda has won more than 5 Kelley Blue Book Consumer Choice Awards for 2025, and that is more than any other brand, including Best Overall Brand, the most trusted brand, and the best value brand. Whether you're eyeing the Accord, the CRV, the Pilot, my wife is all in, January 26, Pilot, third row, she's ready to go. You are choosing a vehicle backed by real drivers, just like yourself, just like myself, just like Dawn Stensland, and all the people in the Delaware Valley that go to Piazza at one of their 5 dealerships for Honda. And you can experience the award-winning excellence at Piazza Honda in Philadelphia, Langhorne, Pottstown, Reading, or Springfield. Shop online anytime at PiazzaHonda.com, and you can check out today's special offers.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company 831. As we continue, Greg Stocker's never-ending cut sheet on a Wednesday. Tony Bruno is with us from Florida. And one of my favorite ex-contributors who's really growing on me, kind of like a heat rash in the humidity in the summer, McMeatNuts says, no way.
What?
His Twitter handle, McMeatNuts, at Mike56329674. Wasn't that Jenny's phone number? No, that was 8675309. He says, exactly. No way Israel would agree to a ceasefire if the nuclear program was still viable.
Exactly.
Good point.
Fair point.
It is.
So they might have...
But he's not a leaker.
Stocker disagrees. Stocker disagrees.
Go ahead.
Greg.
Okay. No, I know. I just... you think this ceasefire is going to last?
Okay. No, it lasted 4 hours the first time.
Okay. Yeah, but here's the thing. If you listen to people who are, for example, there in the Middle East, like especially in Israel, because they've lived through this for generations, what they say is these ceasefires are very, very shaky at first. And so they're encouraged by the fact that...
How many ceasefires were in Russia and Ukraine?
God.
You know what I mean?
I know.
Seriously. So That's all I'm saying, is there's a precedence for this.
If you're Trump, maybe you just need more of what you had yesterday with the F-bombs. Seriously. I mean, at this point, just start threatening all these nations. Threaten Israel, threaten the Middle East, threaten the Islamic State, threaten Russia, threaten Ukraine. Say, if you guys can't figure it out, I'm going to figure it out for you.
Well, here's what everybody knows. I don't think you want to piss off Trump and even Bibi. I mean, we right? So they've been buds, and maybe let's just go on the theory of Greg Stocker, that Greg Stocker had earlier, that Trump got played by his buddy Bibi because they go way back. So what if he did, and now he feels played? So what about the money? Billions of dollars. If you look at the money we give to anybody, we give more money to Israel than anybody. If you look at that list, we've talked about it. So I think right there, Greg, I mean, I think that's why you saw that they called it off. I think the last strike that Israel did, that Trump was saying the F-bomb, I've never seen him lose it like that. I mean, he lost it.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
He was mad, and I think he was even more furious.
He's got every right to be mad.
With Bibi Netanyahu, who is his butt.
Yeah.
I think he was mad at him because they knew they wanted to get the last shot in, and they wanted to take out, wasn't it a radio communication site?
Yeah, and then he's got to go over to the Netherlands and
face the NATO guys.
Yeah. And by the way, Zelensky was in a suit yesterday. Zelensky beat me to the punch in wearing a suit. I'm going to have to get a suit now.
It's like Catholic school. Well, it's not good enough to wear a collared shirt.
He realized that he is so far in the background now with all the stuff going on with Russia and not Russia, but obviously the Middle East. He's like, hey, where's the Democratic members of Congress and the Republicans coming over to Kiev with another check? Where are the damn checks? Where are my checks at?
Yeah. We might need a poll question. Fetterman, Zelensky, or Nick Kale? Who can pull off the suit better? We've seen Fetterman and Zelensky in a suit. Should I get the full accoutre? I might go to Brooks Brothers later today and come in here on Friday before vacation and dazzle you doing a radio show in a suit.
Why not go to Crash Brothers, 937 South Street, Store of the Stars?
How about this?
That's for the older folks who remember Benny Crass and Crass Brothers, 937 South Street, Store of the Stars.
How about this? Make a $1,000 donation right now to the Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation. Nick Kale will come in and do the show in a suit.
Yes.
Woohoo!
Like all these other guys do. I never understood that. Do it wearing a suit to do a radio show.
But wait, you have to do a catwalk.
What's wrong with you?
We have to get a video of you in the hallway. Like, work it.
Yeah.
You have to do like the twirl.
Yes. And then, of course, I'll lose the 17 pounds and I'll have spent $1,500 on a suit and the thing will be worthless for me.
$1,000 donation right now. GregStockerSucks.com. Go there right now. All the money goes to help widows like Marissa Fitzgerald, who's fighting for justice right now when she shouldn't be. All the money goes to her and her family, widows like her and her family, families behind the badge. Make a donation right now and Nick will wear a suit for a show, a week. What are we saying?
Well, it depends on how much I sweat. I mean, I could destroy that thing by the time we get to the cut sheet.
35 here, Phil. Trump pushes back on the early intel of the United States strikes on Iran. Roll it.
And Trump, along with other senior cabinet officials, slammed the intel leak at the NATO summit this morning.
You would think they'd want to say this was an unbelievable success. And the thing that hurts me is it's really demeaning to the pilots and the people that put that whole thing together, the generals. That was a perfect operation.
You can't even find where it used to be because the whole thing is just blackened out. It's gone.
It's wiped out.
It's wiped out. Then we dropped 12 of the strongest bombs on the planet right down the hole in two places.
Oh. Right down the hole.
Down the hole.
In two places.
Air vent.
Wow, in two places.
Drop an air penetrator.
That is excellent penetration, if true.
Now, that's the kind of penetration you want. You didn't even need WD-40 or a PB blaster.
That's right.
Spank me.
Yes. Well, I mean, go back to what Bibi said. We played that on, was that yesterday or was that Monday, where he was almost celebratory in the strikes. He, congratulations to the United States of America. I don't know, Phil, if we can go back into whatever folder you have from yesterday or 2 days ago. The way Bibi is celebrating to the media, he believes it's a massive success, which goes back to that tweet I read from McMeat Nuts, where he was saying that, look, Israel would not agree to this unless this was a overwhelming success. So I don't know, unless we're just being completely played by both sides, unless BB and Trump honestly know behind the scenes that, well, it went decent, but we didn't really, destroy everything. You know, I'd be like a doctor saying, oh, I got some of the cancer out, but I didn't get all of it removed.
34, Phil. This is Trump saying that intelligence was very inconclusive. Roll it. 34. There you go.
Can you clarify, is the intelligence correct or is the intelligence wrong?
Well, the intelligence was very inconclusive. The intelligence says we don't know. It could have been very severe. That's what the intelligence says. So I guess that's correct. But I think we can take the we don't know. It was very severe. It was obliteration. And you'd think that a media outlet would say, isn't that a great thing? I mean, more importantly for the pilots, for the military, you take their guts out. You take their absolute guts out. They had a tremendous attack. It was a complete obliteration. The other team, the other group, Iran, said, let's stop this. And you know what? Israel said it too. Very smart. They fought like hell, and then they said, let's stop. And they're going to build themselves. And I really see it as sticking. I mean, we may do papers on it, Marco. Maybe we're going to do papers. I don't even know if you need them. They're not going to be fighting each other. They've had it. They've had a big fight, like two kids in a schoolyard. You know, they fight like hell. You can't stop them. Let them fight for about 2-3 minutes. Then it's easy to stop them.
Fight club.
Daddy has to sometimes use strong language.
You have to use strong language. Every once in a while, you have to use a certain word.
I think we have to join the other side.
Yes, we're going to join some other group. Yeah. Yes, thank you. Katie, thank one, you.
One last question.
All right, I believe now Phil says we have BB. This was what I was referencing from a few days ago earlier this week.
Congratulations, President Trump. Your bold decision to target Iran's nuclear facilities with the awesome and righteous might of the United States will change history.
All right, stop it there. That's all I needed. That's all I needed right there. So, look, this is not going to stop the conflict and the fighting in the Middle East permanently. That's never going to happen. But is it possible that it was an overwhelming success? Yeah, it's possible. But also, we talk about picking sides. The mainstream media in America has become very anti-Israeli, very anti-American, pro-activist, pro-Gaza, pro-illegal alien, pro-immigrant, blah, 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 blah. And again, let's look at the source here. Going back to originally what we talked about, CNN, they have destroyed their credibility the last decade. Destroyed it.
Oh, of course.
So, absolutely. I mean, look, do administrations lie? Yes. But does the media lie? We've learned that a lot this past decade. The depths that they're willing to go to derail the opposing political party as an extension of the Democrat Party at the expense of their own self-existence.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and by the way, it's Iran that's claiming that they moved the materials, according to the IAEA.
Well, it's Iran. Iran is also the nation that wanted to pull off that little Fugazi showman-like strike.
But there's aerial footage of it, of trucks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take it a step further.
In the world
of deep fakes and artificial intelligence.
Of course.
How do we know that video is not true?
Of course.
See, that's what they love. This is the whole thing, is they want all of us that are thinking about it, talking about it, getting in our feelings, using this as a decision to vote for or against somebody, not to know the truth. Well, I don't lose my mind over
There's a big divide in the GOP amongst people like Ian Carroll and Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens and then people Ooh. Like Mark Levin and mm-hmm. Sean Hannity, everybody else. Candace Owens went on some show. This is 25. And says that Trump's been a chronic disappointment, and I feel embarrassed that I told people to go vote for him. This was on with Piers Morgan.
Yes.
Candace the Grifter Owens. Roll it.
Are you done with Donald Trump, or could you see a way that you would end up perhaps voting for him? Oh, yeah, you can't run again, obviously, but would you support him publicly again?
So I want to be clear. I don't regret voting for Donald Trump above Kamala. I think he was the better candidate, certainly a better candidate above Joe Biden. But what I will say is that he's been a chronic disappointment. And I feel embarrassed that I told people to go vote for him because this wasn't going to happen. And it is happening. But I just think that
she is I believe, one of the most unlikable grifters that exist in the digital era.
Fobbed off.
Thank you, Piers. You cannot sit there and say that the two biggest issues in the 2024 election were illegal immigration, deportations in the border, all of that, as well as the economy, and say what she said there. What did she say? An unmitigated, I don't know, whatever the word was. An epic failure. Insert whatever you would like for hyperbole. You cannot say that because Trump gets an A right now from anybody with a functional brain that voted for him on immigration. And then the economy, they have done better than the, quote, experts have predicted every single month on inflation, on tariffs, as well as the jobs report as far as public sector private sector jobs versus government-created jobs. You can't sit there. Now, you want to say he's been a failure on war? I disagree. Has it gone longer than I thought, at least with Russia, Ukraine? Yes. But give me a break. The top two issues, I'd give him an A and probably a B minus right now. That doesn't, that.
And just remember,
there's no way that's
6 months. We're only 6 months into this.
Oh, I know.
And it feels like a year has happened.
Of course.
It feels like the last 6 months have been a year in real time of all the stuff that's happened on a day by day basis. That's what's incredible about all this.
Yeah.
The news cycle never stops. Yeah.
He is 13% of his of the way through his second term. 13%. Most people, I think, have looked at what he's been able to do as far as flooding the zone and trying to get things accomplished. And by the way, a lot of it, the judgmental stuff, that will be either pro or con depending on what happens with this one big beautiful bill. Because you have people like Marjorie Taylor Greene that don't like certain elements that are in it. Others that want to keep it to just tax cuts and energy. So, you know, maybe Candace will reassess once the big beautiful bill is officially finalized. Whenever that might
and
be.
And by the way, about Candace Owens and all these other people, you know, they're like the wrestling crowd, Nick, and you can relate to this. You know, they were, oh, wow, she's so fresh. She's that, and then all of a sudden she goes heel, and then people hate her. Yeah. And so just think of it as wrestling.
Yes.
A wrestling that people pay Amen. Attention to.
Amen. Bob.
A lot of people.
And that's
believe,
what it's all about.
Yeah. Amen.
A lot of people think she's an anti-Semitic person. And I think the reason why she's anti-Trump right now is because Trump is pro-Israel and Candace Owens is not pro-Israel. I think that's where that scorned demeanor comes for her right now with her assessment of 47.
Dawn, talk to us about Chapman, please.
The Chapman family team, you know, they started, I think it was, what, nine and a half years ago, something like that, when the first time the Chapmans came out to my home. And I can testify that there is a Chapman difference. They're local. They're like-minded. They're listening right now. And I have turned for many years to Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding for replacing my windows and doors. So I can tell you that they have core values centered around high-quality workmanship, outstanding service, exceptional products, as well as a team that truly empowers you rather than just tries to sell you something or outsources the work. They never do that. And so they're going to work with you. Everything's in writing. Everything is up front. And they're going to work within your family budget. That's important, too, that you know up front, everything's in writing. You sign off on it. And if, let's say you want some custom workmanship, they will certainly work with you on that after the fact. You want painting touch-ups, you can request that. And that is a separate bill that you put in writing. And that's what I'm talking about. It's what you want. You, the customer, you come first. So they're going to make your exterior remodeling project a reality no matter what, and no matter what the budget or your timing. You can call, you can text 610-431-8898, 610-431-8898, ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. Go ahead, dream a little, do what I did. Reach out to Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding. Mark and Mike Chapman, they're great guys, started this business 30 years ago in Chester County. They know what they're doing. They're my guys. Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding. Tell Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.